Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with another chapter in the thrilling story by Lendrick. It is entitled Rise of the Ravagers, Chapter 6. Background music, Vampires Hunt at Night by Smart Sound. Chapter 6, Book of the Ravagers. City of Brittany, 1 week ago.
Again!
Rannick exclaimed in frustration.
You will keep doing this again and again if need be until you get it right.
Slafania was exhausted. Every fibre in her being, down to the core, ached with a weariness that defied belief. All she wanted to do was collapse and perhaps sleep for a week.
Again!
Rannick spat. Slafania straightened from her crouching position and stretched. Rubbing her tired eyes, she took several deep breaths and a determined grunt before refocusing on the open tome. Rannick described the tome as an ancient text from well before the Cataclysm and was sought after by his following, the Obsidian Order cult. The cult dedicated itself to the preservation and resurrection of the Ravagers, a supreme, undead spectral force that had mastered dark chaos energy. Their goal was to be brought into this plane of existence and cover the whole world in their darkness. The Obsidian Order cult existed to see that it was brought to fruition. The book that thrust itself upon her those many weeks ago was the fabled Termisa ex Aravagerian, or roughly translated by Rannick as the Book of the Ravagers. Refocusing her eyes on the incantation, Slafania started again. Later that night, finally rid of Rannick, Slafania collapsed on her inn's bed, so tired she could no longer stand. Her legs were cramping up and would not support her frail elven weight. Lying there on the bed, her thoughts were filled darkly of the book, the incantations and spell she was being forced to memorize. Even though she was as tired as she was, sleep would not come. Slafania had always had an affinity for the arcane arts and had always dreamed of learning what it was like to be an all-powerful sorceress. However, she did not picture it like this. Endless study, an obsession to strive to remember it all. So great was the feeling of need that she would forget to eat and drink, and as a result, had become weaker and sallow. Tossing and turning, the sweet embrace of slumber still would not come. Attempting a different tack to finally get a decent night's sleep, Slafania turned her mind towards her peculiar new friend. What was his name again? Glyph? Gliz? Glyn? Yeah, Glyn sounded familiar. Glyndrill? That was it. He seemed nice and kind and perhaps a friend? Slafania couldn't remember too much past the falling in the cave and finding the book. The book. Always, her mind comes back to the book. As nice as the feelings for this Glyndrill were, Slafania pushed them aside. She did not have time for friends or family. She had to dedicate and devote her time to her studies of the book. Tossing again, Slafania peered over to where the book lay on her inn's dining room table. Sleep was not about to take her, and staring at that book, the memories of blood, death, and darkness came unbidden. But she didn't remember them, not in her lifetime. Then whose? The book seemed to call to her, beckon her in within its runic pages, to learn, and become strong and conquer. It was then that it dawned on Slifania like the breaking of the sun. The book was a summoning ritual. That was why Rannik was so fanatically determined to have her learn the runes. He needed someone to perform the ritual, to summon the Ravager into this dimension. But why her? Why now? These were vitally important questions racing through her mind that needed to be addressed. But she had to console herself that it wouldn't be tonight. Still, sleep eluded her, like a furtive chicken, forever out of reach. So, Slifania thought, it all revolves around the book. It was certainly an elegant, auspicious tome, with gold filigree on the front cover and spine, reinforced, and each page was gold-trimmed. Inside was pictures, the runic alphabet, some rudimentary spells, and the all-important summoning ritual. As Slifania stared at the book, she started to feel lost and afraid. So far from home, and dealing with unknown people and unknown forces beyond her imagining. That kept her attention more, and Slifania thought she could hear whispering coming from the book, quiet, subtle, and sibilant, promising her things. Immortality. Slifania knew it was wrong, but couldn't fight it. The book was too strong, possessed by an unknown entity, malevolent and evil. Rannik suggested earlier that there might even be the spirit of a Ravager inhabiting the book. Continuing to stare at the book, Slifania felt as though she were on the precipice of a great yawning chasm, teetering, and the ground beneath her was crumbling. Looking back, she could see her friend, and it appeared as though he was in slow motion, mouth moving, no noise, silently screaming, reaching for her. Turning towards him, the ground continued to give way. Wanting to feel his embrace, her arm raised and arm outstretched, reaching for him. He was reaching for her, arm outstretched. Almost. Can't move forward, the ground giving way, hand outstretched, fingers almost touching. Almost. The ground collapsed. The distance between fingertips increased. Slifania fell. Startled awake by a loud noise. What was that? A knock came to the room door, loud and insistent. Slifania slid off the bed and padded over to the door. Opening it, there stood Rannik, dressed in a midnight black robe. For a moment, Slifania gasped, taking him to be a Ravager itself.
We leave on the morn. We are to make our way to the necropolis and gather some supplies.
Slifania had a sinking suspicion that when he said supplies, he meant something else.
Okay, fine,
she replied shortly, hoping to put an end to the conversation quickly and get back to bed. Without any further discussion, Rannik turned and was gone. Closing the door, Slifania returned to bed and sat on the edge, picking up the book and staring down at it in her lap. Curiosity got the better of her, and she opened it to a random page. At that moment, darkness exploded out of the book and engulfed her. Slifania knew no more and got the rest she needed, just not in the way that she expected. To be continued. Echoes from the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Teckle. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, Asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.